Right, good morning, Living Out Loud. Happy Easter. So the past couple weeks, we have been talking about God's mighty power. And there is no weekend that he showed his power in a greater way than on Easter weekend when Jesus rose from the dead. So why don't you guys stand up and help me sing a couple of celebration songs for him.
The world is searching for an answer, a ray of hope in a hopeless world. Who can we turn to? Where is our rescue? There is someone, he's the answer. He's the light and he'll light the way. His name is Jesus, and he came to save us. He is the light.
He is the light of the world.
So like I said, for the last couple weeks, we have been learning about God's mighty power. And today, we are going to look at the most powerful thing he ever did. God showed his love and his power by forgiving our sins. Now, sins are all the wrong things that we do. And the Bible says that we all sin. Me, you, everyone. Sin can also be the good things that we don't do. But God loves us so much, he has the power to forgive. Now, I wonder if our friend Trek is going to stop by today. Maybe he got better, and he and his climbing team left for their climb. That would be great. But I thought he'd at least come and say goodbye. Have any of you guys seen Trek?
Not so loud. Not so loud. They'll hear you.
Who will hear?
My climbing team. I sneezed on them and I got them all sick. And I don't think they're going to forgive me. And if they're not better, they're not going to be able to climb that mountain. And it's all my fault. Oh!
So your big plan is to just hide there forever?
Yep. I like it here. I can live in my tent and have the yaks and the goats as my family.
Shrek, you could just ask your new friends for forgiveness.
Forgiveness?
That sounds really hard.
I don't think I could do it.
Well, sometimes it is hard to ask for forgiveness or to forgive someone, but we can always look to God, because God has the power to forgive, and he'll forgive everything we do wrong.
God can forgive me, but I don't think my climbing team's going to forgive me. I think they'll wrap me up in my sleeping bag and make me hop all the way home, or tie me up to that stinky old yak over there. Why did I sneeze on them?
Sometimes people have to hold on to God's power to help them forgive others. Do your friends know about God?
I don't know.
This would be a great time to start sharing God's love with them. I have an idea. Take this Bible. It's like a guidebook. You could share it with your climbing team.
Awesome!
And ask for their forgiveness.
I'm gonna take this and share God with them, and God's power, and God's love. Thank you. Thank you, Amanda.
Anytime, Trek. Have fun. So, let's get into today's story while Trek goes and talks to his friends about God. One night, Jesus was eating a special dinner with some of his close friends. And while they were at the table, Jesus said, "One of you who has just eaten with me will betray me, for the Son of Man must die, as the scriptures declared long ago." So, what does it mean to betray someone? It means to turn your back on that person. And Jesus knew he was going to be betrayed by one of his friends that night. But he loves us so much that he let it happen. Have you ever been betrayed by someone? Or have you ever betrayed someone? Maybe you hurt a friend by not playing with them at recess, or by ignoring them at lunch. If you've ever betrayed someone, cross your arms over your chest. It hurts when someone turns their back on us. It hurts when a friend betrays us. But Jesus was willing to be betrayed because he loves us. That same night, after dinner, Jesus took a few of his friends to a garden. He wanted to pray to his Father. On the way to the garden, Jesus said, "Tonight, all of you will desert me." His friends said, "No, no. We would never do that." While they were in the garden, Jesus and his friends heard noises. It sounded like footsteps, only louder. Smack your hands on the ground. Make it sound like footsteps. But really, it was a whole crowd of men carrying swords and clubs, and they came into the garden and grabbed Jesus and arrested him. But listen to what Jesus said. "Don't you realize that I can ask my Father for thousands of angels to protect us, and he would send them instantly? If I did, how would the scriptures be fulfilled that describe what must happen now?" Wow! Jesus could have stopped the arrest right then and there. But Jesus loves us so much that he let himself be arrested And sure enough, when Jesus was arrested, all of his friends deserted him and ran away, just like he said. Have you ever deserted someone or turned away when someone needed your help? Maybe your brother or sister needed help with homework, but you just didn't feel like it. Or maybe your friend was feeling sad, but you just didn't want to take the time to listen. It hurts to be deserted, but Jesus was willing to be deserted because he loves us so much. After he was arrested and taken away, Jesus was beaten and hurt. Listen to what the Bible says. Then they began to spit in Jesus' face, beat him with their fists, and some of them slapped him. Have you ever been physically hurt by anyone? Or have you ever hit or shoved or pinched anyone? I know I have. I used to do that to my brother. But if you have ever been physically hurt, stand up and clench your fists in the air. Hurting someone physically is ugly and mean. But Jesus was willing to be hurt and beaten because he loves us. So some of the soldiers made a crown out of thorns and they put it right on Jesus' head. And the thorns dug into his head and made him bleed. Then the soldiers mocked Jesus and made fun of him. They knelt before him and mocked him and taunted him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Have you ever mocked or made fun of someone? I know I have. But when you mock or you make fun of someone, it hurts them. It hurts to be mocked and made fun of, but Jesus was willing to do it because he loves us. When the soldiers got tired of mocking Jesus, they led him off to be crucified. And crucifixion is a terrible way to die. It meant being hung on a wooden cross in terrible pain. Crucifixion was how they killed criminals. But Jesus had never even sinned, not even once. They led Jesus up a lonely hill called Golgotha, which means place of the skull. And that is where they crucified him. That is where they nailed him to the cross and left him to die. Jesus never sinned, but he was willing to take the punishment for your sins and for mine. And every time we sin, it's like nailing Jesus to that cross. So take your fist and hammer it into your hand, just like that. And that's the hammering motion. So if you have ever hurt anyone, if you have ever physically hit someone, I want you to take your fist and nail it into your hand, because when we hurt someone, it's just like nailing Jesus to the cross. If you've ever made fun of someone, it's the same thing. It's just like nailing Jesus to the cross. And every time we sin, we nail Jesus to the cross. Okay? And that's what that meant. Jesus died for our sins. So he hung on that cross, and it was about noon that day that he finally died. It was over. It was the end. Jesus was dead. And just sit quietly and think about everything that Jesus went through. The pain that he felt, how he could have stopped it, but he didn't. He knew he had to die for you and for me. But God is so powerful. Jesus didn't stay dead. 3 days later, he came back to life and he appeared to some of his friends. So close your eyes for just a second and listen to what the angel said at Jesus' empty tomb. "Go and tell his disciples that Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there, just as he told you before he died." Jesus was alive, and he's still alive today. He defeated sin and death and guilt when he died on that cross and came back to life. And he did all of that for you and for me. You and I sin. We do things wrong. We have let Jesus down. But when we believe in Jesus and tell him that we're sorry, he forgives our sins. Jesus is always going to love you today, all this week, and for the rest of your life. Jesus loves you so much. He was willing to die for our sins, but he came back to life so that we can live with him forever. That is power worth celebrating. So we're going to pray real quick, and we're going to sing one more song, all right? Lord Jesus, we just thank you for dying on the cross for our sins so that we can be forgiven. Thank you for defeating death and for coming back to life. Thank you for making the way so that we can live with you forever in heaven. In your name, amen. All right, so everybody stand back up real quick, and we are going to sing one more song about Jesus' power to forgive. Easter, y'all.